From the top. Hello, hello, Tess. Oh, hold up. I need it. My name is Dulce Valencia, and welcome to Telenovelas con Dulce, the podcast where each week I guide you through the dramatic world of telenovelas, covering everything from the plot, the insults, the secret twins, and the unforgettable love stories in between. This is a podcast made for telenovela lovers just like me. Welcome back to Telenovelas con Dulce, the podcast where we talk about the telenovelas we love, and I guess not the telenovelas we hate, because I only pick telenovelas that we love. Hi everyone, I'm Dulce. Welcome back to this channel. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome back to the podcast. It has been a really, really, really long time since we last did an episode, and I keep saying we, but it's literally just me, so if you are listening back again after my really long hiatus, welcome back. Things are a little bit different. We're going to be doing things a little bit different. Instead of doing a full deep dive into telenovelas, I'm going to be doing a more broader overview, giving you a little bit of information, just enough to keep you wanting to go watch the telenovela. I'm going to work on my pitch, but it's going to get better. Anyway, on this episode, we are finally going to be talking about a telenovela that I promised you all I would be talking about, that I would be covering, and then I never did. It's called Soy Tu Dueña. And as a reminder, though, also, I'm doing a PowerPoint presentation. If you're watching this on YouTube, shout out to you, but also you'll be seeing slides because I'm trying to be a little bit more academic here. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or wherever, go check out the video if you want to see the slides. But anyway, just a reminder, we have a few telenovelas coming up this season. I'm going to be covering, in addition to Soy Tu Dueña this episode, I will be covering Pasión, El Dragón, La Madrastra, Destilando Amor, Celia, Amor en Silencio, Senda Prohibida, Te Sigo Amando, and Triunfo del Amor. But now, going back to Soy Tu Dueña, a little bit of background. Soy Tu Dueña was a 2010 telenovela produced for Televisa by Nicandro Díaz González. It tells the story of Valentina, a young woman played by Lucero, who becomes hardened after being left by her fiancé on her wedding day and runs off to her hacienda, Los Cascabeles, where she will meet her neighbor, José Miguel, played by Fernando Colunga, and he might just show her what true love actually looks like. This telenovela is a remake of the 1995 telenovela called La Dueña, which starred Angélica Rivera and Francisco Gattorno as the protagonist. There was also another version of this telenovela that came out in 1972. So this is a classic story we're talking about. Some fun facts. This is the third time that Fernando Colunga and Lucero do a telenovela together. The first time was the historical telenovela Alborada, and the second time was just a year before they did Soy Tu Dueña. They did Mañana Es Para Siempre, although in that telenovela, Lucero actually played the villain. This is also another great collaboration between Gaby Spanik and Fernando Colunga. This was the second time they did a telenovela together, the first time being La Usurpadora, where Gaby Spanik played both the hero and the villain. And then a third fun fact is the protagonist, aka Lucero, sings the theme song of this telenovela with Joan Sebastian. But another little fun fact, Joan Sebastian is from my home state of Guerrero, so I'm a really, really big fan. The theme song of this telenovela is called Golondrinas Viajeras, and it is one of my favorite telenovela intro songs. Let's talk a little bit about the cast now. The cast, y'all. This was a stacked telenovela. They spent the budget on the cast because they just had some great actors. Obviously, we have our protagonists, Lucero and Fernando Colunga, who you all know I'm a huge fan of. We also have Gabriela Spanik playing a villain, David Cepeda also playing a villain, though he kind of becomes good in the end. We also have Silvia Pinal, Julio Alemán, Eric del Castillo, Ana Martin, who is always booked and busy and doing a telenovela. And we also have, I want to give a little shout out to Marisol del Olmo, who plays a supporting character in this telenovela. She is one of my favorite actresses, and I think she's super underrated, but she has a great performance here, an even better performance, in my opinion, in Pasión, which we will be covering next week, but just wanted to give her a little shout out. All right, and now before we start to dig into the plot of Soy Tu Dueña, I have a little segment that I'm introducing called Guess That Telenovela. In this segment, I will be giving you all a fun fact about a telenovela, and then you have like 3 seconds to figure out what telenovela I'm talking about. So, for this segment, I went easy. At least I think it's easy because I feel like I've said this before, and this is kind of a thing that I think a lot of you might know. So, your fun fact is, this telenovela was so popular that it was famously parodied by an American show called The Soup. This telenovela was so popular that it was famously parodied by the American show The Soup. Ready? Do you have your answer locked in? The answer, of course, is La Madrastra, which I will be covering later on this season, so stay tuned for that episode. And now, back to the show. All right, so now we're actually going to dive into the plot. As I mentioned, shout out to Aranza and Kim, though. I miss them a lot, but, you know, life is busy, so it's just easier for me to do these episodes by myself, but I'm going to try to convince them to do an episode with me. But anyway, it's just me, so I broke down Soy Tu Dueña into like kind of like 3 arcs, if you will. The first arc is Valentina is in love. The second one, Valentina hates everyone. And then the third and final arc is Valentina in love again. Anyway, before I continue, let me finish my thought because I forgot to finish my thought, which was that the way we're talking about the plot is instead of giving you all a super in-depth, basically episode by episode breakdown, I'm just going to give you like a more general overview of this telenovela. I'm going to talk about some key elements, some good little plot twist, and also the finale, because I did watch the finale of this telenovela because a lot of people were talking about how good it is. So I wanted to check it out again since I first watched this telenovela years and years and years ago. All right, so let's start at the beginning. We meet Valentina, who's your typical orphan rich girl living in Mexico City. She is engaged to her boyfriend Alonso, and they're gonna get married. Valentina, since she's an orphan, lives in the city with her aunt and cousin Ivana, as well as her nana, who takes care of Valentina and has taken care of her whole life, basically. So at the beginning, Valentina is like super happy. She's a career girly. She's, you know, everything, basically anything and everything is going right for her, or so she thinks, because what she doesn't know is that Alonso, her boyfriend slash fiance, is betraying her in not one, not two, but multiple ways. How is he betraying her, you may ask? Well, first of all, he's cheating on her. He is actually cheating on her with her cousin Ivana. He also was married slash is married. I'm not sure if he was divorced by that point, but he's married and has a son that he has been hiding from Valentina. And 3, he is embezzling money and actually plans on stealing Valentina's money so that he can pay some loan sharks. So doing a lot of shady stuff, Alonso is. So there's leading up to the wedding, there's like a lot of moments where Valentina basically has the opportunity to break up with Alonso, but doesn't, because again, she's so in love and they're so happy together. Again, that's what she thinks. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't know any better, but she's about to find out, because the day of her wedding arrives. Valentina is happy. She gets her little dress. She gets her wedding dress on. She looks beautiful. And then she goes to the church, but uh-oh, Alonso's not there. So then Valentina gets off and she's like, where's Alonso? Something happened. Like, I just feel it in my heart that something bad has happened. And so she starts looking for him, but he is not there. They actually get word to her that Alonso was seen leaving his apartment really early and carrying multiple bags. So not only has Alonso left her at the altar, he has run away from her. But he was actually supposed to run away with Ivana, but at the last minute, he decides to run away alone and actually leaves Ivana a letter being like, I see now how horrible we were being to Valentina. Valentina has been nothing but nice to you, so you need to like basically get your shit together and apologize to her. But he leaves both of them on the day of his wedding to Valentina. And our girl Valentina does not take this well at all. This wedding, this or lack of wedding scene reminds me a lot of the Ruby wedding where, you know, we had Maribel getting ready to be married and then, Hector runs away with Ruby. So this was very similar, except of course, Alonso didn't actually run away with Ivana, but Valentina, you know, is devastated. She has like a big moment. She actually like, she goes full like, I think, stereotypical girl going through a breakup. Like, you know, she's crying in the shower. She becomes hardened. She chops off her hair, which we've all been there. And that's why I have bangs now. JK. She goes full heartbreak mode. But more importantly, and perhaps more devastatingly, she decides to become a hardened woman. So she blames herself for basically Alonso's betrayal and is like, this is on me. This is my fault. I have been too stupid, too nice, too pathetic. All her words, not mine. And so she decides that she's going to be the opposite of what she used to be. And the opposite of that is what I like to call Valentina entering her girl boss era. So throughout the beginning, they had been talking about her hacienda, Los Cascabeles, which is this hacienda that she has, that she has like a lot of sentimental value and attachment to because she used to spend her childhood there with her parents. At the beginning, Alonso is trying to get her to sell it because, again, he's trying to steal her money. But Valentina doesn't want to sell it because she feels a connection to the land. And her lawyer is like, do not sell it unless, you know, unless you truly think it's the right thing, but before you make that decision, why don't you go visit the hacienda and spend some days there? So, once Alonso leaves her at the altar, she decides to do just that, except instead of, like, just going and visiting, she decides to move there permanently. And so she moves there, and she finds the hacienda kind of in disarray. It has been horribly mismanaged by the capataz named Rosendo, played by Sergio Goyri, who is our villain and also like a just a horrible human being. And she decides to get everything together and she's gonna girl boss her way to the top. And as she's doing this, she gains a really terrible reputation amongst the locals. Everyone calls her La Víbora or the snake. And she kind of doesn't give them reasons not to call her that. She kind of embraces that identity and just, again, heartbreak was not good on her. It really traumatized her. But then, of course, because this is a telenovela and Valentina is / will find love again, she meets her neighbor, played by none other than Fernando Colunga, Jose Miguel Montesinos, who is totally going to fall in love with her, and she's totally going to fall in love with him. And this is actually a pet peeve that I had, because I was watching, so I first started watching this telenovela, like, a year and a half ago, when I was going to cover the entirety of it, and I remember I kept waiting for Fernando Colunga to pop up, and he just didn't. So I would watch an episode, and I was like, okay, surely Fernando Colunga is going to come up in this episode, and nope. And then I was like, okay, like, surely now in this episode. And again, no. Fernando Colunga doesn't appear in this telenovela until episode 19. So telenovelas typically air, like, 5 episodes per week. So that means there was almost a whole month of this telenovela and the protagonist was nowhere to be seen. So that was one of my pet peeves because I just wanted Fernando Colunga to get there because I knew the plot was really going to pick up. But that being said, they do give him an excellent, excellent introduction. He shows up eating an apple, finds Valentina, who's trying to buy his hacienda, and he's just so infatuated by her from the beginning. And he's just like, he finds her so funny and charming, even though Valentina is like mean and standoffish and rude. And he's just like, oh my God, who are you? I'm in love. And I kind of love that for Valentina, although of course in the beginning she's like fighting her emotions. But spoiler alert, they do fall in love. And y'all, there's a lot of twists, turns, more twists in this telenovela. It's juicy. It's chef's kiss when it comes to the drama and the melodrama and the twists. All right, so one of the things that does happen is, of course, Valentina falls in love with Jose Miguel, but also Rosendo, that capataz I was talking about, who's horrible, he also falls in love with Valentina and is just causing chaos and is just no good, very bad person. There's a moment where Valentina ends up in jail. She almost dies also, and also Jose Miguel almost dies. So basically, there's just a lot of like near-death experiences here. We also have Jose Miguel's mom, who opposes the relationship between Valentina and Jose Miguel, but we will find out why in a bit. Shocker, shocker, Ivana, Valentina's cousin, also falls in love with Jose Miguel. But that kind of is more psychological, because we get the sense that Ivana just wants anything that her cousin has and has just been jealous her entire life. We also discovered that Ivana is actually Valentina's nana's daughter. So she's not actually, I guess, Valentina's cousin, which sends Ivana on a spiral, and she actually ends up killing Valentina's nana, which is a really dramatic scene. I'm sure you've all seen it. Rosendo also causes the death of Jose Miguel's father, but also, spoiler alert, Rosendo is actually Jose Miguel's real father, so there's that whole thing. Alonso also comes back, although he does come back a little bit reformed, and he is now like a present father, and just he changes his ways. All right, so now let's talk about the finale, because we get some really, really beautiful, wonderful moments. So in the finale, Valentina finally gets Jose Miguel's mom's blessing to marry him. Turns out that the reason she didn't want him to be involved with Valentina was because she obviously had history with Rosendo and knew how I guess possessive he could be and obsessive. And so when she realized that Rosendo was in love with Valentina, she feared for Jose Miguel and was like, I do not want Jose Miguel like killing his father. So that was that. But at the end, they finally get their blessing and Valentina and Jose Miguel get engaged and then they get married. At the wedding, Valentina sings to Jose Miguel, and one, not only does Jose Miguel cry, but Fernando Colunga's performance as Jose Miguel in this scene in particular is so good. You see all the emotions he's feeling as Valentina is singing to him. It is so beautiful. I recommend y'all go watch that. It is just so beautiful. And at the wedding, though, before they can get their happily ever after, Rosendo, who everyone thought was dead, shows up and he tries to unalive them. Unfortunately for Rosendo, they do stop him. Even Alonso intervenes, showing again just how much he's changed for the better. And so Rosendo ends up in prison, where again he continues to be obsessed with Valentina. Valentina and Jose Miguel are happy and they have kids. They have a pair of twins or mellizos, and they also go, like, the last scene is them together at this cabin that represented where their love started, and they're there with their kids, and it's just really cute and adorable, and they do end up getting their happily ever after. So that's a telenovela in a nutshell. Of course, there are a ton of things I didn't talk about, so if you want to get the full, I guess, story, it is available on Veex, so y'all can watch it there. Some things I really liked about this telenovela was that it was very much, I felt, in my opinion, a classic telenovela. Like, it had classic melodrama elements, like secret fathers, plot twists, like villains that will stop at nothing to get what they want. I also really enjoyed Valentina's character development and arc. I thought it was, we don't typically see a protagonist go from being like a nice person to having like darkened and having a really, como se dice, like just having, for lack of a better word, like becoming mean, I guess. I'm struggling with words right now, but essentially, you know, we always get in telenovelas like a protagonist that's good at the beginning and that people treat her bad and all these bad things happen to her, but she continues to be a good person throughout everything. And so what I really liked about this telenovela is that they kind of flip it, and Valentina, you know, starts off being like a wonderful person, then has a bunch of shit happen to her, and she like struggles through it, and we see her struggle through it. We see her kind of revert to being like someone who doesn't believe in the good in people and just, you know, is mistrustful, judges, and all these things that are a trauma response of everything she's been through. So I really like that. I also really loved Fernando Colunga's performance. You all know I'm a huge Fernando Colunga fan, and I thought he did such an incredible job in this telenovela. He was so good. Lucero, also incredible. Basically, the performances here were amazing. Gaby Spanik had, you just could tell she was having such a fun time being the villain, and I really enjoyed watching her do her thing. I also really liked the locations. I thought it like showed rural Mexico in a really beautiful way. The theme song, Ni Se Diga, it's my favorite theme song, I think, for a telenovela. And just anytime I hear the intro, like those like little notes of the guitar, I'm like transported back to this telenovela. I think it was so good. And lastly, I really liked that they use Lucero's talent. And by that, I mean that we have all these scenes of Lucero singing. Like, she's an incredible singer, and they weren't afraid to use her singing. And so we get, like, some great moments, like the wedding where Lucero sings to Fernando Colunga. But there's also, like, a really great scene that happens in the beginning of the telenovela. Not in the beginning, but, like, somewhere in the beginning, where she takes a serenata to Jose Miguel, which... wonderful, wonderful scene. And that brings me to the end of this episode. Y'all, this is my first episode back. Thank you all so much for watching or listening to this. I am a little rusty, there's no doubt of that, but I'm hoping that I get better as weeks go on. And as a reminder, coming up next week, I will be covering what is possibly my most favorite telenovela of all time, another Fernando Colunga telenovela, a Carla Estrada production. Do y'all know which one it is? That's right, I'm gonna be covering Pasión. So if y'all have any thoughts, comments, let me know. Send them to me, comment them on this video if you're watching. And that's it. I'll see you all next week. Bye, everyone.